Hare Krishna. It seems we have now arrived in Suvarna Vihar, long, long before the age of Kali. There was a king who lived exactly at this spot. He had a tremendous wealth, and his palace was glittering with jewels and diamonds. There was no end to his material fortunes and his wealth, but there was also no end to his material desires to get more and more and more. As he grew older, it became time to renounce and prepare for death. He had to give the kingdom over to his son, but he was so attached, his material desires had not stopped, although he had amassed a huge fortune. Now one day, he was already getting gray hair, he was sitting in his palace and making plans how to get more and more money, when all of a sudden the great saint Narada Muni arrived there. He had hair which looked as resplendent as gold, and there was a veena in his hand, and he was singing the names of the Lord. When Suvarna, this king, received Narada Muni, he was very happy. He made a beautiful seat for Narada Muni to sit down. He offered arati and everything else which is offered to a great personality. And then he said, "My dear saint, I'm ready to learn from you." He knelt down before Narada Muni, was actually in the mood to accept Narada Muni's instructions. So Narada Muni is a sadhu. According to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur means, guru means to be heavy, heavy with knowledge, and sadhu means to cut illusions. Narada Muni immediately started to preach. He preached for long. Let us hear two highlights of his preaching. He said, "My dear king, if you can prove to me that in this world we can get happiness without misery, I'm ready to join you." Of course, it's not possible to get happiness without misery, just as it is not possible to get this kavara without the other side, which seems to be a very nice side. If you are getting this thing, you can must be rest assured you get two sides, this side and that side. In the same way, if you get happiness in this world, you will get misery. If you get misery, one day there will be also happiness. They always come together. "So my dear king, if you can prove to me, I will join you." Then he said, "Why do you waste your time? You are now fallen away from Krishna, but by the process of devotional service, which starts by hearing and chanting about the Lord's name, one can attain real wealth and real happiness without misery." "And now, my dear king," Narada Muni said, "I want to reveal a secret to you. You are living at the same place where in the age of Kali Lord Gauranga will appear. And listen, someone who chants Gauranga's names, he will get very easily the treasure of Vrindavan Krishna. But someone who just chants Krishna's name will not get so easily the treasure of love of God. Therefore, you should chant the names of Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga!" This is what Narada Muni preached. It's not just what we always say on Navadvip Parikrama. Here he actually said it. One should chant the name of Gauranga to get love of God. So, Then he was lamenting, "Oh, Narada Muni said, when will Kali Yuga appear? I long for Kali Yuga, where the Lord will appear here." And then with tears in his eyes, he suddenly disappeared. So the king had heard this. It was evening, and something stirred in his heart. He was a materialist, but he had heard about Lord Gauranga and the process of devotional service. So he started to dance in the evening and chant, "Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga!" And then he lay down to rest. Now when, as he was sleeping, an unusual dream appeared before his eyes. He saw Lord Chaitanya, and on his left side there was Gadadhar, and there were thousands of devotees. They were all chanting and dancing. And as this dream unfolded, Suvana began to cry in ecstasy. Then he woke up and he saw no more Lord Chaitanya. And he wept and cried and cried, and all of a sudden he heard a voice. And he did not see who said it, and the voice said, "Don't worry, I will appear in Kali Yuga at this place where you are now residing. And you will also come in Kali Yuga as my dear associate, Buddhimanta Khan." You might be knowing Buddhimanta Khan is very wealthy in Chaitanya Leela, and he paid for the extraordinary marriage of the Lord with Vishnu Priya. He made all the arrangements, and that was a lot. He just had so much things to give away, so many arrangements, so much cooking. Every person who came got three times the quantity which one usually gets when one comes to a marriage, so that the thieves, who also wanted to come to the marriage, did give up all thoughts of thieving. They had enough three times as normal. So, Buddhimanta Khan came here. Now, this place was for a long time not visible to people. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, the Ganga flooded this area just like it flooded many areas of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And it so happened that once Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was coming along this side with his Parikram party. At that time this was a tiger-infested jungle. It was dangerous to be here. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur looked at this place and said, "I want this place. Please find out who is the owner." So one of his disciples went to what is now Navadvip, and after diving through a mountain of legal papers, they found the owner and approached him. The owner said, "Why this land? This is a useless jungle. I can give a good land which is good for cultivation of paddy." So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was informed of this. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, "I don't want your paddy fields. Just give me this land." When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had received ownership and the deal was completed, he immediately sent a few brahmacharis here and said, "Search this place." They began searching through the jungle, and they found beautiful decorated walls. They found pillars. They found platforms. They found the most beautiful ornaments, and they reported to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "We found these things. What is it?" And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur shouted in joy the name of Gauranga! And he said, "I was not mistaken. This is Suvana Vihar. This is where the great King Suvana received a darshan of Lord Gauranga, an age previous to Kali Yuga. This is where he appeared again as Buddhimanta Khan to serve the Supreme Lord with wealth while conducting his pastimes." So these are the glories of this place. We can all learn from this great lessons that we may also be attached to riches, money, women, and followers, but this is always mixed with misery when we run for that. Let us therefore fix in our mind the single-minded determination that we will follow the footprints of the Acharyas in receiving the real wealth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Subhana Vihara ki jai, the instructions of Narada Muni ki jai. Now, please listen to this because it is relevant for you. Narada Muni said, when you are attached to something or someone, and the attachment is very deep within the heart, so that you cannot do what is right and continue to do what is wrong, you should adopt a very easy meditation. Say you are attached to money, or say you are attached to women. When this happens, you should immediately meditate about the disadvantage of this to what you are attached to. Think how by the meditation about the opposite sex, all your decency is stolen away from you. All the meaning of love is stolen away from you. Attachment means a golden chain to material life. Think about this. This is Narada Muni's instruction. And of course, get the higher taste so that you can give up the material attachments as insignificant and low. This higher taste is of course gained by humble devotional service and chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go, Brahmani!
Here in Godram Dweep, Lord Gauranga would regularly perform pastimes as a cowherd boy in the mood of Gopal of Vrindavan. When he would come here, he would put aside any other conception of his identity other than that of his simple pastimes as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. This area of Navadvip at the time of Lord Chaitanya was especially the residence of many cowherd men and pastures cows. So the cowherd men and ladies, they loved Gauranga so much. They would invite him to their homes and he would enjoy eating so many of the preparations they would make from milk products. Milk and yogurt and different types of cheese and sweetmeats and ghee and like that. And they would offer him whatever he wanted. And he would take lunch here, and after eating all of their milk products, then the cowherd men would say to Gauranga, "Now let us go to the pastures together and herd the cows." Lord Gauranga would come to this area and he would just spend many hours of the afternoon just herding cows. And sometimes with the cowherd boys, he would ride on their shoulders and play various games. And the cows, they were so attracted that they would all be coming to taste the sweetness of the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. In fact, when Gauranga would come, they would not even take interest in eating grass. They would all be gathering around Lord Gauranga. And the cowherd boys, they loved him so dearly. They would say that, "Actually, you are playing the role of a Brahmin. but you are actually a cowherd boy. This role of a Brahmin does not suit you at all. You should just stay here with us and herd cows. Because although all the Brahmins consider you the greatest of the scholars, consider you their king, for us you are the king of the gopas. Don't you see how the cows love you? Don't you see how much pleasure there is here herding cows with us? So Nimai would spend many pleasurable days here just in the mood of Gopal herding cows. This is called Amghat. A very special and famous pastime took place here. You see, what we are sitting in is a beautiful meadow with hundreds of mango trees. And all of these mango trees are singing the glories of this particular pastime in Kirtan. Lord Chaitanya one day was performing Kirtan. Actually, he would perform kirtan through all the nine islands of Navadvipa with his devotees. They would just go place to place, bathing ghat to bathing ghat, village to village, pasture to pasture, dancing ecstatically and inviting everyone to join this wonderful kirtan of the congregational chanting of Krishna. Hare Krishna! 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 One day they were chanting all day long and dancing ecstatically. And by Lord Gauranga's arrangement, they became very, very tired and very hungry. And they were right at this place where we are gathered together. A great miracle manifested. There was nothing here but a pasture ground. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one mango seed. And with his own hand, he dug a little hole in the ground, and he planted that mango seed, and then he buried it. And immediately, within a matter of seconds, it began to sprout. And a few seconds later, it was a tree. And a few seconds later, it was a fully developed tree with fully ripe mangoes on its branches. The devotees were struck with wonder to see this wonderful pastime taking place. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, he personally picked 200 mangoes. And he washed them. And then he personally ate some of those mangoes and enjoyed like anything. And then with his own hands, he distributed his own remnants to his devotees. These were not ordinary mangoes. These mangoes were red and yellow in color, which all of you know this is the best quality mango. However, these mangoes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created, there was no seed inside and there was no skin outside. There was only pure nectar. These mangoes were so sweet, so nectarine, that one mango would completely satisfy everyone and anyone. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave each devotee one mango, and they ate it with great bliss and were fully satisfied. This wonderful mango eating festival that took place here at Amghat continued every single day for one full year. All the 12 months of the year, the mango tree was giving fully ripe mangoes with no seed and no skin. And every day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally distribute them to the devotees, and they would have mangoes. Just by tasting the sweetness of this nectarine pastime, you can achieve the same pleasure as all of the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard that this is a very important principle that must be adopted and sustained within the Hare Krishna movement. At first we should have ecstatic kirtan, so that everyone gets fatigued. And then there must be distribution of prasad. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle. First you chant and dance, and then you feast. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai!
Shri Amkhat ki
jai!
This very peaceful and beautiful forest in which we are sitting has from ancient times been known as Mahavaranasi. Our great acharyas have revealed that all the holy places seek shelter in Sri Navadvipa Dham. One of the great holy cities of India is Varanasi. There on the Manikarnika Ghat, it is said that if anyone leaves their body, Lord Shiva personally chants the name of Ram in their ear and they achieve mukti. Here in Navadvipa Dham, in this forest, Mahavaranasi, which is part of Godram Dweep, Lord Shiva eternally resides, and anyone who leaves their body in this place, Lord Shiva personally chants the holy name of Lord Gauranga in their ear. And they not only get liberated, but they go back home, back to Godhead. In fact, what those jnanis and yogis strive for thousands of births to achieve in Varanasi, mukti, the devotees of Navadvipa just kick it aside. Devotees have no concern for mukti. They have no concern with mukti or bhakti, sense gratification or liberation. They are simply concerned with serving the Lord, with unalloyed devotion. This was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamale mama janmani janmani shari bhavata bhakti rohim tiki. I do not want wealth or beautiful women or followers and fame, not even mukti. Birth after birth I desire to be your servant. Purushart Siromani means the crest jewel of all goals of life is Krishna Prema. So it is here in Mahavaranasi that Lord Shiva personally gives Krishna Prema to anyone who seeks shelter of this place by chanting the holy name of Gauranga in their ears. These three syllables, Gauranga, they purify our hearts. This was Nityananda Prabhu's message. In fact, it is said that Lord Shiva and Parvati eternally reside here in the holy land of Navadvipa, worshipping the Lord's devotees and chanting the holy names of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Krishna appeared here in a very wonderful way. In this temple, long ago, the Lord appeared as Harihara. Hari is Krishna, and Hara is Lord Shankar. In fact, Lord Shiva is Krishna himself in his Shiva Tattva. The Brahma Samhita describes that what is the difference between Shiva and Vishnu? It is the difference between milk and yogurt. What is yogurt? Dahi. It is simply milk. But it is transformed into another quality which is different than milk. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Lord Shiva is simultaneously one and different than Vishnu. When Vishnu Tattva assumes certain qualitative modes of material nature, it becomes Shiva Tattva.
But it is all by the Lord's own sweet will that he becomes Shiva. So to show the glories of Lord Shiva, who always assumes the role of a great devotee of Lord Krishna, the Lord appeared in a murti that is half Shiva and half Vishnu. One half has moon and one half has Vishnu's ornamentation. It's a beautiful deity. Something very extraordinary took place. About 6 months ago, this deity, which has been here for a long, long time, was stolen. And no one had any idea where it was. It was a great, great sorrow to all the residents of Navadvipa and all devotees of Lord Gaurachandra that this very worshipable deity was stolen away. But some weeks after it was stolen, there was a jackal. And these jackals only come out at night. They rarely are seen in the day. But this jackal was in a forest. And he kept coming out of the field of the forest and then going back in, and coming out and going in. He was doing this all day, as if he was trying to tell someone, come, come with me, I want to show you something. So these little children who were herding cows and playing, they happened to see this jackal going back and forth in the forest. So they followed it, and this jackal took the children to where the deity was laying. Whoever stole it just put it in the forest. So the children found it, and because it was already reported to the police as missing, the police came, and they took the deity. And when they saw this deity, they understood that this type of stone that the murti is made out of is so precious. They had experts come to evaluate the value of this stone. And in Indian currency, with government exchange, they declared that whether it's Krishna or Shiva or not, just the cost of the stone is minimum 40 lakhs of rupees. So the police decided it's too valuable to keep in this temple in the middle of nowhere. So they are keeping the deity in the police station. But there is a deity of Lord Shiva, Shiva Lingam here, and that you can see. But you can pass this photo around, which is the beautiful deity of Sri Harihara. Harihara is none different than his picture. Actually, one day in Sri Navadvipa Dham, one devotee of Shiva was walking down the streets. He was begging alms. He had a begging bowl, and he was chanting the holy names of Lord Shiva. And when Lord Chaitanya heard him chanting the names of Lord Shiva, he went into the ecstasy of Shiva, and he jumped on that person's shoulders, and all of a sudden manifested were long locks of matted hair, and he actually assumed the form of Lord Shiva and started calling out in a loud voice, I am Shiva! I am Shiva! And the Shivite was in such ecstasy to have his worshipable Lord Shiva on his back that he started dancing, and Lord Chaitanya was just riding on his back, dancing in ecstasy, calling out, I am Shiva! I am Shiva! And then after a long time, Lord Chaitanya assumed his original form, and he got off his back, and then he gave donation in his begging bowl. Shiva Prabhupada ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.